Lecture topic, Love of the World.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. If anything that has caused harm to people in this world and destroyed families is the love of the world. Love of the world is the most dangerous thing. It has broken families, destroyed brothers and sisters to that extent that the fear of Allah Ta'ala did not have come into the hearts, and they begin not to talk to each other for years, to that extent that they even leave this world, they don't even go to the janazas. Also, the love of the world has caused that a person, it deprives you of giving the haq to others, not prepared to fulfill the right of others. That's why it's the root of all evils. Now Allah Ta'ala made wada this, he said. And the wada of Allah Ta'ala is that you're going to die one day. Everyone must know this much, that we are going to die one day. But unfortunately, the way we are controlling, conducting our lives at the moment, that we're going to live everlasting in this world. There's no fear at all. Everything that we are doing for this world. No one is thinking of doing for the hereafter. To that extent that you find that when you're talking to, you're talking of this world. You're sleeping with this world, you're waking up with this world, every movement you're doing only for this world. Not for a second to you thinking that one day you are going to leave this world. Everyone got this belief. We got this belief. Amantu billahi wa malaikati wa kutubi wa rusuli wal yawmil akhir. We read the thing every night. We read the five kalimas. We have the belief, but our action don't show it. This I'm not saying, Hazrat said this. Because our action shows we are someone else. That we know that we're going to leave this world, and we know that Allah Ta'ala has warned us that you are going to meet Him. And Allah Ta'ala warned us that you'll be answerable for every action of yours. And we have belief in that 100%. But unfortunately, if you look at it, that you know, that imposter, the shaitan, have misled us. And we have gone to that extent that we followed him instead of following Allah Ta'ala. So this is where it is. They do not love the world to that extent that it penetrates into your heart. Allah gave us this world to stay. We have to stay in this world. We have to live in this world. Because this world is a place of test for us. When Allah Ta'ala told Nabi Karim, do not cast your eyes toward those people, the kuffars, the whatever we have been given. Linaftinahum fee, that we are going to put them into fitna. They'll be tested. So they are given all these things in this world for the test. We are here for a test in this world. So let not get caught up with the world. And misled by shaitan. Sharia says, come into the world, stay in the world, do the best in the world, everything with the world, but it must be outside your heart, not inside your heart. That when you leave the world, you're happy to leave the world. It's not that you are so glued up with this world to that extent that it becomes most difficult for you to leave this world. Because when a person passes away, before he passes away, the world comes in from in different ways. Some people, when they're passing away, you know, they have so much of love for the wealth that they only want wealth in front of them. Or any other thing they got in their hearts, who they have loved so much for over the love of Allah Ta'ala, that the time when they're passing away, that thing is brought in front of him, and you see him smiling and he's passing away, you think he passed with iman. A'udhu billahi Allahumma rahim, Father. You don't know. that the tricks of shaitan, although we know this much, that we all know this much, that we will doubt iman inshallah, as long as we have this illness, that we know that the tricks of shaitan, Allah will protect us. The love of the world will not be that strong. We know of that one person, you know, he was so drowned in money, he should keep money in his pocket. You know, he was a poor, he was a person, he should hide his money one side. One day they saw that we hid this. And somehow the crews got the money. And they got the money and they took it. And they made a big do out of it. And they invited him also. Look at the best thing they invited him to. So when the big invitation took place, he was there too. He said, Hazrat, because of you we brought this thing. Because of you. Now when he began to tell me, because of you already, something worried him. Because of me, what? Because of you, that his love is for that thing, it went straight to there. Something would ruin my money. And he went to look where he hid the money, and the moment he saw there was no money, he passed away there. Dil se muhabbat khuda na kare kisi aur se nahi beside him, not beside him. Love of Allah must be so strong in your heart that you feel there must be nothing but Allah Ta'ala. Otherwise it must not overtake it that you, at the time of death, you forget Allah. That's why they said after that, the fatwa was given that that money must put him in a grave. That we cannot even do anything with that money. This happened in the time of Hazrat Thani Rahmatullah Ali. Because that money is no more halal. Because he took his iman away for this. So we are so drowned in the world that you wake up with your talking of the world, you sleep with the world, wake up with the world, every moment you are with the world. Then not a minute when you're talking, when you're eating too, you do not even know what you're eating. How's your business? What you are doing? That is the only thing that is subject the whole day. So when that is a subject the whole day, you sleep with that subject, you wake up with the subject, what kind of love is that now? That not a minute you got time to take the name of Allah Ta'ala. You come in the masjid too, you ask the person, how's business? You forgot you're in the masjid too. That kind of love Allah must protect us from. So he says this much, that must be that kind. That Sharia says this much. Go. Do the best of everything. You must make the world the best of it. And if Allah Ta'ala loved this world for one bit too, the value of this world, Allah would not have given the kuffar a drop of water to it. In the eyes of Allah, this world is of no value at all. You know this mosquito. Allah has no value of this world a bit at all. That's why if he had that much love for that, for this world, he would have not given the kuffar one drop of water to drink to. Allah Ta'ala is showing us, I have no love for this world. I have brought you in this world for a test. That I want you to live how I want you to live, not the way you want to live. And you make the best of it, what you want to do in this world, everything. But remember, you live for me, not for anyone else. Live for me. Once you know the Sahaba Ikram, they are walking Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. While they're walking, they came upon a place where I saw a dead baby goat, and that to the ears was defect in it. He looked at it and said to the Sahabas, who will buy this thing for one dirham? Sahaba, who is going to buy this? First of all, the dead thing, and plus side by side, it's got a defect in it, cut ears, who's going to buy this thing? Said, that is how Allah's value of the world for the world. As you don't want to buy this thing here for anything, the Sahaba said, if it was alive, it would have not bought because of the defect. Likewise, in the eyes of Allah Ta'ala, that's the value of the world. This does not mean you can spend, you know, you do everything of the best in the world, but that heart must not be affected by any chance of it. Like for in cases, you have to give something in a path of Allah, you will give it happily without any difficulty. You lose something too, you get happy about it. Because Allah wanted that thing. Not that when you lose something of this world, you become completely obsessed to that extent that you leave everything out. And Allah Ta'ala made it clear that I've given the kuffar because they were so, they're disobedient to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They went against the law of Allah Ta'ala. They caused so much of harm to, but yet Allah Ta'ala gave them everything on the best of the world. The kuffar. You see how the kuffar are? So much of wealth they got, so much this they got, so much that they got. But Allah Ta'ala will show you that I got no value for this world. That's why I'm giving them that thing. Had I value for this world, one bit, I would not give one drop of water to. So don't get affected. Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam told, do not cast your eyes toward them too. Do not cast the eyes. So this is how we're supposed to be. That is why, you know, the Sahaba Ikram, they made sure they lived the life of the world, in this world, of the heart of God. The world followed them. We are following the world. The world became slaves of them, that the world have to run towards them. And we became slaves of the world, that we have to run towards the world. The more they want to run away from the world, the more world that will come behind them. And they were so victorious in short span of time, how they were victorious. Allah gave them so much. But Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu, when he went to one place in Sham, he saw the leader there, the governor. He said, I want to see your house. When he saw the house, he was surprised that he got everything of the world. He said, you are living in this condition. He said, this is the condition I saw Nabi Karim sallallahu alaihi wasallam. As Umar was crying, he said, look at all the world they have, because why did the world was not in the heart? They knew how to lead a life, and we don't know how to lead the life. That's why the world is kicking us. Attar, Farid al-Attar, he was a very great merchant, you know. Very great merchant. He started eating medicines of all kinds. And very big merchant, not small. You know when Allah Ta'ala wants to give someone hidayat, no one can come in between. No one can come in. From the unseen, Allah Ta'ala sends people sometimes to give hidayat. Allah Ta'ala knows why, that Allah only knows. And this was a very big merchant too. So many shops and this. So one Mazzoob come to his shop and looking at the ether. He look at this ether, he looking at that ether. Now he doesn't know. He's looking at every bottle, you know, bottle. So Farid Attar asked him, do you want something? I said, you're looking around, what is that? No, I don't want anything, I'm just looking around. So he left him. Still looking around to this bottle, that bottle. Asked him, what's wrong with you? You're coming looking at all these bottles. What's the reason for that? He said, I'm just thinking that so many bottles you got here. From how many bottles will go through, your soul will go through before the soul leaves your body? How many bottles your soul going to go through before it leaves the body? He got angry. You mind your own business. What do you worry about how I'm going to die? You worry about yourself? So he told him, no, I will show you how I'll die. I got nothing by me. I'm not a big businessman. I'm nothing. And he says, listen to me, see how I will die. And he goes outside and lies down, Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah Muhammad al-Pastor. He said, this is how I'm going to die. In other words, I left this world in a way that I know the world was not in my heart. It must not be that world must be in your heart and become difficult for you to leave this world. Many a time when Malakul Maut will come and ask you, say, give me time. Lot of people will say in the time before Malakul Maut, come, let now I must give charity, I must do that, I must do that. Malakul Maut say, I won't give you any more chance. I have given enough chance. He said, no, you've given me a chance, I give not chance. وَجَاءَهُمُ النَّذِيرُ. Listen, warners, Allah Ta'ala sent warners. Your old age itself is a warning too. Sickness was a warning too. Everything was a warning to you, but you did not get that warning. Now you're asking for extension. So the love of the world must not be in your heart at all. Then only. But today you can see what is happening. Today we can see the race between Muslims today. The competition that one to another. Because of love of the world, that fellow got so many buildings, I must have so many buildings. That fellow got so many shops, I must have so many shops too. He's got a very beautiful bungalow, I must also make a bungalow too. There's no end to it. He's got a beautiful car, I must also get a beautiful car. So what is it that making them do this thing here? Rasulullah says, when you look at a person, as far as the world is concerned, look at the person lower than you. When you look at a person lower than you in this world, you make shukr to Allah Ta'ala. Because you know Allah Ta'ala, you look at people lower than you. If you do not have a house, you look at the, have a house, look at a person got no house. If you got clothing, look at people who have got no clothing. If you got a car, look at a person got no car. Everything that you look in this world lower than you, a person got one leg, you got two legs, look at that. How much shukr you look every moment, you got two meals, that person, one meal on life, thank you so much. That person who makes shukr to, that person, love of the world never comes in his heart. Never comes in heart. Like in shakartum la azidannakum. Because every moment, every second he's making shukr. This is what is called, that the love must come out of the heart. Then it must not be that you compete with that person, racing. Today is racing. Competing with this person, competing with that person. Clothing is concerned. Oh, ladies, don't say talk about them. Jewelry, Allah khair kare. Ladies, jewelry, Allah. You can give them any amount of jewelry. They want more jewelry, more jewelry, more jewelry. Kya karoge bhai? That's why Rasulullah said that. The women be too much in Jahannam. When they hear that, they just will get worried for 1-2 days, but they forget. They don't forget the jewelry stuff. They want the jewelry. That is what they want. Ibrahim bin Adam, rahmatullah alayhi, look at him. He was a king. He was a king. Only one day, one person comes there. He says, "What? Who is on the roof walking around? Who is that? Get hold of him. Get hold of him," came down. "What are you doing here?" "I'm looking for my camel." "You're looking for a camel here? What are you trying to tell me? Are you right on your head?" "Oh, we have to use those terms only. I don't know what term he used, I don't know. But they're stupid." He says, if you think I'm not right in my head, then you think you're going to sit in this cave, this castle of yours, and think you get Allah Ta'ala. You get Allah Ta'ala. And how he must have said the thing, it affected his heart and he moved away. And when he moved away, there's no way he came back. Look, Allah gave him everything of the best, everything of the best, meals, everything of the best. He sacrificed everything. He ran for Allah Ta'ala. That's why when he went into one cave, and he was sitting down there, another person was there, present there also in the cave, a grass cutter. He was mimicking Allah, Allah there. And Ibrahim bin Adam, rahmatullah alayhi, left his, sacrificed his whole palace, and he went into this cave. They sat down to make Allah, Allah. Next moment, the food for the grass cutter came. When you become Allah, Allah become yours too. Allah Ta'ala said to, "You don't have to worry about food. I'll give you food. Food I'll give you. The whole world I provide. I'll provide. But our iman is not there. I'll give you. Don't worry." He gave him food. And the grass cutter ate his food. Next moment food came. Ibrahim bin Adam, rahmatullah alayhi, Allahu Akbar. The whole cave and the whole jungle began to, what the aroma. Oh. A grass cutter thought, hey, you know, I'm so many years I'm here. This mortar came yesterday. He came yesterday now. And this is what he's getting, and me. It happens. My husband used to tell like that too. So straight away, you know, it crossed his heart. Hey, how come he got this kind of food at me? Hazrat is saying this. Allah Ta'ala put in his heart. Look who you are, who you were, and look who he is. He said, we are ordinary grass cutter. You left your thing and you came here. I'm giving you this food. If you're not happy, please take your grass cutting and start cutting your grass again. Meethi baat hai from Allah Ta'ala. Sometimes Allah Ta'ala, you know, we don't experience, we don't know what it is. You see who he was and what he did sacrifice for. So for him, for that food is everything. How you take Allah Ta'ala, Allah Ta'ala takes you like that too. That's why when a governor came near him, please come back, man. Please come back, man. I think it's about time you must realize now. They're waiting for you, they come back. What have you achieved? That time he was busy by the river, you know, sowing or something. And he threw his needle in the water. And he told the fish, bring my needle. One fish brought silver, gold, pearl, all kind of needle in front of him. I don't want that, I want my own needle. Is that what I achieved? If I can control the sea, then what is land then? But they did not leave the world with that intention. Never. Their intention was something else. Same Ibrahim bin Adam, rahmatullah alayhi. When he went in the cave one day, it was very, very cold, ice cold. It was ice cold. And you must know one thing, is snowing in Afghanistan areas. And that morning when he got up, he had to make ghusl, huwate ghusl. Where you don't get water from. Mohabbat can stay here by Allah. When true love is something else. And he gets out. And he gets out and he makes ghusl in the snow. You and I will say, let's sleep right now. You make all kind of thoughts. He made ghusl in that condition, and then when he got up to make salah, he was feeling cold. Ya Allah, I'm feeling very cold. He just made Allahu Akbar, and a very big creature hit him in the back. And he felt the warmth of it. And he read namaz with so much of sukoon. The moment he made salam, the creature left him also. This is what they achieve when you become Allah's. When you become Allah's. Now listen to this story. Like they say, let me leave the world too and go to one jungle. Don't ever do that. Just to tell you that look how much of love they had, but they sacrificed. Our sacrifice is only one thing. Do not forget Allah. Do not forget Allah. Live in this world. Eat the best. Wear the best. But keep in your heart only Allah Ta'ala, not the love of the world. Love of the world must never come little bit in your heart too. Because that is the cause of all harms after that. Even if you have to give the whole thing away, khuda na kare, Allah forbid, if someday we get a case coming in front of you, your brothers tell you, I want my shares, you take my share away. But the Thanvi rahmatullah alayhi, when he was in the age of 19 years old, when his father passed away, there was a slight doubt he had regarding the estate matters. He gave his whole thing away. I'm not saying you must do that. Just to tell you that khuda na kare, if some of your family people take away something of your part, do not break family ties because of that. Give it. But do not hurt one. Do not break families. The reason for breaking family ties is because of love of the world. Give and take. Giving muhabbat in there. And I always say, do not read books of the past. My husband should tell us, do not read the books of the past. Because the past people, what they should eat one khajur for 40 days. And now you want to do that, what's going to happen to you? You'll be a dead buzuk. We have to eat to get the strength to make ibadah, to make eat. But eat stomach full, not heart full. Eat stomach full, not heart full. Eat that much that the moment you say, you know, that you say, Ya Allah, the Nabi Karim, so I said, do not let me have 1 minute with the nafs. The meaning of that is the moment you eat something, and then after you realize that I've eaten, and now your big eyes is opening, not your stomach. At that time you say, no, I'm not going to take it. I'm not going to take it. That is what you call nafs. Sometimes you want to feel for something which is not very important, and you know that it's good not for you to eat it, and you know sometimes you want to do it, and because you love so much the thing, and you must try to keep away from. You keep away from. Sometimes you want to have a certain thing, but now you've got feeling for it so much. You must make sure, try to keep away from it. Not to stay hungry, keep, because that's my favorite now. Now that favorite can bring about a condition that becomes part of your nafs. For example, cold drink is not something healthy. Leave alone halal and haram. You're not healthy, but you want to drink the thing. Now I say your nafs, I'm not going to drink it. Because you want to drink it. You want to drink. Because especially when you go to these walimas and all, then you want to have this, you're going to have that. And then you say, without that you can't do anything. That's the time you say, I must do without it. The nafs must not overtake you. And you want to feel for something, you must think to yourself, is it necessary or not? Do not let your nafs overtake you in anything of that. That is only eating. Nafs must not overtake you in any other thing to, you know, I want to do this. Ask yourself, well, my nafs want to do it, why I want to do it? Any work. I want to go to that friend's house. He didn't call you. Your nafs saying, go there. What do you want to go there for? You must say, your nafs, I'm not going. Or I want to see the phone, cell phone. That's the best example. Best example is the cell phone. I want to see the cell phone. But remember one thing. Tell your nafs, I'm not going to show you. You want to see it, I'm not going to show you. Tu mera khuda nahi, main tera banda nahi. Hazrat, you say that. Tu mera khuda nahi, main tera banda nahi. Why must I keep you happy? Because the moment you see the cell phone, is the cell, is the nafs telling you, see, you must say, ek tu mera khuda nahi, main tera banda nahi. Inshallah, by doing that all the time, you won't go near it too. So majlis is, do not have love of the world. That is most important. Allah Ta'ala hame is par amal karne tawfiq naseeb farma. Wa akhir da'wana alhamdulillah rabbil alamin. Wa aqibatu lil muttaqin wa salatu wa salam ala sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa ala alihi. Allahumma inna la dhikrika wa shukrika wa husna ibadatika. ربنا أتمم لنا نورنا واغفر لنا إنك على كل شيء قدير فاطر السماوات والأرض أنت ولي في الدنيا والآخرة توفني مسلما والحقني بالصالحين صلى الله تعالى على كل سيدنا محمد برحمتك يا رب.